Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today we are covering how to become a real estate agent in Victoria. And Victoria actually has one of the cleanest setups in the country when it comes to this.
That is good to hear because real estate licensing can feel like a different language in every state.
It really can. Victoria keeps it to two levels. You have the agent's representative and then the full estate agent license. That is it. Compare that to New South Wales or the ACT, which run a three-class system. Victoria just has two.
Two levels feels manageable. So where does someone start if they are brand new?
Almost everyone starts at the agent's representative level. The qualification you need is the CPP 41419, which is the Certificate 4 in Real Estate Practice. That's 18 units.
What does 18 units actually cover?
Sales, leasing, property management, and the legal and ethical side of the job. It's a solid foundation. Once you're qualified and registered, you work under a licensed estate agent. You are doing real estate work, you are earning, and you are building up experience at the same time.
That is the appeal, is it not? You are not sitting somewhere for a year before you can touch the actual job.
Exactly. And Archer delivers the Victorian Agents Representative course online and self-paced, so people who already have jobs can study around their schedule.
Okay, so that's the entry level sorted. When does someone move to the estate agent license?
When you want to run your own agency. The qualification behind the estate agent license is the CPP 51122, the Diploma of Property. That's 12 units.
What does the diploma add on top of what you already covered in the set for?
Business and agency management, trust accounting, the things you need to operate your own office. A licensed estate agent can hold a trust account, supervise representatives, and run an agency in their own right. Those are things an agent's representative cannot do.
So it's not just a title upgrade. It genuinely changes what you are legally allowed to do.
Right. And there's also the eligibility side. Consumer Affairs Victoria has experience and eligibility requirements you need to meet for the license itself. It's not purely about finishing the course. Most people reach this step after working as an agent's representative for a period.
Learning the business from the inside before you are running your own corner of it.
That's the natural path. And there's an important distinction here that people miss. Archer Institute issues the nationally recognised qualification. Consumer Affairs Victoria handles the registration and licensing that lets you legally work. Two separate bodies, two separate steps, and you need both.
So Archer gives you the cert. Consumer Affairs Victoria gives you the licence to practice. They're not the same thing.
Correct. The article is clear on this. Always confirm current requirements with Consumer Affairs Victoria before you apply, because those requirements can change.
What about CPD? I imagine that question comes up a lot for people already working in Victorian real estate.
Victorian CPD is handled differently at Archer. It's inquiry-based rather than something you can just grab off a shelf online. If you're a Victorian agent or representative sorting out your professional development, the right move is to contact the Archer team and they will confirm what is current and available for your situation.
So don't assume a Victorian CPD product just exists to buy online. Check with the team first.
That's the advice. Always worth a quick call rather than guessing.
And for someone genuinely unsure which level they should be starting at.
The article puts it simply, new to real estate or changing careers, start as an agent's representative. That is the entry point. Already working as an agent's representative with experience behind you, the estate agent license is the logical next step.
And if neither of those fits clearly?
Call the team. They'll point you to the right course for where you are. The number is 1-800-069-273.
Simple. No guessing required.
Victoria has a clear two-step path, and it's one of the more accessible frameworks in Australia for getting into property. Both qualifications can be done online, at your own pace, without needing to step away from your current job.
So the one thing to do right now is work out which of those two levels matches where you are today. That determines your first move.
Exactly. Read the full article on how to become a real estate agent in Victoria over on the Archer Institute blog. It links through to each course and to the guide on moving from agent's representative up to estate agent license. Archer offers nationally recognised training, online and self-paced, with real Australian-based support. To talk it through with someone, call 1-800-069-273.
Good one. We'll see you next time.